USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and its allies continue to promise a strong response today after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into Ukraine hours after he formally recognized two Moscow-backed breakaway regions in the eastern part of the country. While the Biden administration continues to offer diplomacy, retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg said on Fox News, the time for talk is over.
I'd tell the president, if I was advising the president, we're done with talking. You tell Putin, you play your cards, we're going to play our cards. And play hard. You know, Putin appreciates strength. And we're not portraying strength at all. This whole idea about, well, let's talk again, it's not going to work.
Lawyers in the trial of a former Kentucky police officer that's involved in the deadly narcotics raid that left Breonna Taylor dead have returned to court. The attorneys are attempting to narrow down a pool of 48 people to just 12 jurors and three alternates. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The federal hate crimes trial continues for Ahmaud Arbery with the story. Here's USA's Ken Burns.
Jurors in Georgia deliberated for 3 hours after closing arguments in the federal hate crimes trial of three white men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. A federal prosecutor told the jury that the men went after Arbery, a black man, out of pent-up racial anger. But defense attorneys argued that Arbery was shot in self-defense and acted suspiciously during prior trips to the neighborhood. The men have already been convicted of murder in state court. Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and Roddy Bryan were all sentenced to life in prison. Ryan is the only one with the possibility of parole after he served 30 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Better news on the COVID front. The daily average of COVID-19 deaths fell below 2,000 in the United States for the first time in a month at 1,920 virus-related deaths per day. Also, the daily average of COVID-19 cases has fallen to 103,000 per day. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Only a year ago, almost no one paid full sticker price when buying a new car. Now, you're lucky if you're allowed to. And perhaps the most striking sign of the change in new car pricing and overall inflation, 85% of new car buyers in January paid more than the MSRP. It's the latest sign of the fact that there's a shortage of parts, especially computer chips, have caused manufacturers to halt production at various plants. The prices are up over $6,000, or about 15% from January a year ago, and about $7,500 higher than the average price paid in January 2020, just before the pandemic started. Only 2% of all buyers paid above MSRP a year ago, with buyers paying on average about $2,150 less than sticker price at that time. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has announced that Medina Spirit's victory at the 2021 Kentucky Derby has now been disqualified. After crossing the finish line first at the Derby, the horse then failed a drug test. Medina Spirit died in December. The thoroughbred collapsed near the finish line at Santa Anita in Southern California as he was completing a workout. The KHRC also suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert for 90 days and fined him $7,500. In a statement, Baffert said, "I am very disappointed in the ruling. It runs contrary to the scientifically proven facts in this case and to the rules of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. We will be filing an immediate appeal." The commission also said the winner's purse of $1.86 million must be returned immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.